Hey friends, hey, it's Jeremy here. Hey, I just wanted to check in with you all and just share a little bit what Pastor Greg and I have been talking about that we're going to do with this podcast. See, Greg and I, we've been talking a bunch. We've been talking, we've been praying. We've been thinking a lot over these last few weeks. And one of the things that we both recognized really early on was we miss you all. We desperately miss connecting. We miss having these conversations in person. And what we've also recognized is we have kind of some thoughts and some conversations about kind of how we're experiencing the world right now. And so what we want to do is we want to start using this podcast channel as a way of doing some of that, as a way of having some of those conversations, as a way of sharing some of our thoughts about kind of what it looks like to live in this particular moment in history. And I want to start by just giving some language that has been helpful for me as I've tried to understand what it looks like for me to live in this moment, to be a follower of Jesus in this moment. Some things that have helped me kind of make sense of what's going on inside of me and kind of in the world around me. Because what I've experienced is, for many of us this season, we're feeling it in one of two ways. That for some of us, life has really kind of slowed down. The thing that we used to do, our normal routine, well, for most of us, our routines have shifted. But for some of us, we used to have a calendar full of meetings and places we had to go and people we had to see and things we had to do. And now we look at the calendar and the thing just looks blank. Or we have things, but now we do them differently. So we're doing video calls instead of in-person meetings. And then for others of us, this season has just been unbelievably busy. Like for those of us that are essential workers, for those of you that work in the medical profession, for some of you, your schedule has only sped up. And what I've found is that whether your schedule has slowed down, whether it's sped up, that for many of us, we're processing a lot of what's happening similarly. And so there's some language that has been helpful for me as I've been experiencing this moment, as I've been kind of working through this this time in history. And it actually comes out of one of my favorite Old Testament scholars. The guy is brilliant. His name is Walter Brueggemann. He identifies there's kind of a rhythm, a pattern that appears in the biblical story, especially kind of in the Old Testament, but we see it through the story. And I think we see it in our own lives, that Brueggemann argues that time and time again through the scriptures, there's this movement of orientation to disorientation to reorientation. That often as we follow the people in the Bible, as we follow our lives, there is a moment of orientation when we understand the way the world works. We have answers to the questions that we have. The world makes sense to us. That's a moment of orientation. For many of us, a month ago, it kind of felt like we were in one of those spaces. Like we kind of understood the way the world worked. We kind of understood our role within the greater world. And then there is that moment when that all stopped. There is that moment of disorientation when the life as we knew it largely shut down. It stopped. For some of us, our schedules ended up getting cleaned out. For others, we just got way more busy. But we entered this moment of disorientation, where it felt like the answers that we used to have about the way the world worked and our role in it, for a lot of us, those answers just didn't work anymore. And we were left wondering, okay, what do we do now? What's the next thing? Because disorientation, that moment of disorientation, if we're honest, that's not a comfortable space for us. Because as Brueggemann finds, we move from that orientation to disorientation, where we have more questions than we have answers. And then the thing ends, that pattern ends in reorientation, in this kind of discovering of new answers and of new truth. And it's kind of the positive on the back end of the disorientation. If But I think what we find when we're in moments of disorientation is that often we just want to speed as fast as we can out of disorientation back into that moment of answers, of reorientation. But what I think I'm finding in this season is that often we can't just run into that moment. We can't just flee from the disorientation, because the best way to get through it feels like it's to be present in it. It's to maybe even lean into it and ask if it might be our teacher, if it might be our guide, because we're going to come out of this changed. This moment is going to shape us. So the question is, how is it going to shape us? What are we going to look like on the other side when we move through this thing? And one of the things that I've been finding in the season of disorientation is that for me, I immediately jumped into like hyper fix it mode. Like, I wanted to do all the things. I wanted to fix everything. I wanted to make it all okay. But what I had to realize is that in order to really engage this season, this moment, what I first need to do is stop making the thing, stop trying to do the things to fix it, to recognize that somewhere inside of me, I was trying to control something because it is so far outside of my control. And so for me, the first step in engaging this moment was just to stop. It was to pause. It was just to let myself be. To recognize that even in the midst of all the questions, in the midst of the difficulty, how hard this season is, to recognize that I'm here, that I'm present. And then in that moment, to recognize that I'm here and I'm present and that God is here and God is present in it with me. And what I found is I needed to be okay to just name the fact that there is loss in this season. That our lives have changed in the last few weeks. And I had a seminary professor who shared once that all change, every change we experience, to some extent, we experience all change as loss, and all loss must be grieved. That even the positive change in our lives, we experience as a sense of loss. That when I, 13, 14 years ago, when I asked my wife to marry me, when we stood in front of our family and friends and said our I do's, it's a change that I wanted. I had planned for this. I had dreamed of this. And in the change, there is also a loss in kind of, you can no longer just do anything you want whenever you want, because now you are responsible to someone else. When we had kids, we had planned to have kids. We had prayed and dreamed about our kids. And then when we had them, there is a level of life changes. Well, for all of us, in these last weeks, life has changed. And instead of just trying to run away from the change, from the feelings that brings, one of the things I needed to recognize is in order to move through, in order to be healthy in this season, I first needed to be okay with the fact that this change I am experiencing is loss. And that in that loss, I needed to own up to the fact, to allow myself the invitation to be able to grieve all of that loss, to be able to feel. Early on, one of the first moments when this hit me, it was about a week into quarantine. I had woke up and I looked at my calendar. It's back before I deleted everything that was on my calendar that I'm no longer able to do. And this morning, it was a Saturday morning. And I looked at my calendar and I saw an event that was supposed to happen that night. It was a daddy-daughter dance where I was so excited. And my girls, they were so excited. We were going to bring them off to Frederick Meyer Gardens. And We're going to do a dinner beforehand. And it was during the butterfly exhibit. We're going to kind of tour the butterfly exhibit and we're going to do the dance. And oh man, I don't know who was more excited, me or my girls. And that moment, as I looked at the calendar and was reminded of the thing that I was hoping to be able to do, that I had planned on, that I dreamed about with my girls. As I deleted it from my calendar, it hit me. It hit me that this change was affecting me, that I couldn't fix it. That the first thing that it's been teaching me is just to be kind to myself. To be kind with yourself. This is an unprecedented moment in human history. However you're experiencing it, whatever that change is in your life, in your schedule, in your family, whatever that loss is that you're experiencing, it's okay. It's okay to feel the things you're feeling. Be kind with yourself right now. Give yourself the grace to feel the things you're feeling and know that those things are okay. Maybe for you, one of the things that this might be teaching you is what it's been teaching me is to just stop. To just be aware of the fact that I'm present, that God is with me. And then in that moment, it's also allowed me the space to ask the questions of, in this time of disorientation, what are some of the things that I can take on in my life? What are some of the new rhythms and new patterns that I might be able to start incorporating into my normal routines to help shape me in this moment? I was actually having some conversation with Greg just this past week, and he shared a quote. It's from a pretty well-known pastor in history, a guy by the name of Charles Spurgeon. And Greg had shared that Charles Spurgeon had this quote where Spurgeon said that he had come to kiss the waves that threw him upon the rock of ages. He said, "I've come to kiss the waves that throw me upon the rock of ages." Because for so many of us right now, it feels like we're getting thrown. Like the waves have risen around us. Like we're being tossed around. We're being tossed to and fro. That we are being thrown against the rock. And Spurgeon identified that it's often in that moment of disorientation. It's in that moment when the waves are throwing us around that it feels like that is the moment when we have this new opportunity for growth. That we can emerge from the disorientation into this reorientated space in a new way, in a new space. So for me, I want to continue to invite you on this journey to be gracious with yourself, to be kind to yourself, and to ask the question I've been asking over these last couple of weeks. How might this season, how might this be my teacher? How might this be my guide? How might this unique time in my life in history show me what it looks like to trust God even just a little bit more? Friends, if you'd like to engage further in a conversation, if you have any questions, if you just need somebody to pray with you or for you, know that I would love for nothing more than to be that for you in this season. That Greg and I would love for nothing more to be that for you in this season. Hey, we look forward to continuing to connect via this channel in the podcast. And we look forward to being able to gather in person again, to being able to connect again. For now, grace, peace, and God bless.